Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Manuel Fonts Show. I am the Manuel Fonts. And just wanted to welcome all of the new people, because I've got a few of you out there. My name is Manuel. We're going to do a little housekeeping, and we're going to kind of do a reintroduction to the show, because every time you get a bunch of new subscribers, it's a good idea to let them know how this thing works, right? So this show has had many iterations over the last decade. I've been at this a long time. I've got hundreds of episodes under my belt under various different versions of this show. This show used to be called the Stretch Goose Podcast when I was messing around. Now that I'm getting a little more serious, I might as well put my name and my face on it. But overall, I have basically been doing news adjacent. So it'd be reactions to clips, or it would be me reading a news article outright. Whatever it is of the day that I find interesting. And sometimes I will find stories that are just nutty, like the dude getting released after, you know, killing a guy and eating his brains. Things like that will show up. The research, sometimes it's in-depth, sometimes it's not. A lot of times it's just me off the cuff. Everything is one take as it is. I may get some pronunciations wrong. I may have a pause or two in between as I set stuff up, because this is all a one-shot deal. Record and out to the world. There is no second take. There is no notes of sorts. If I do get notes and I write them down, a lot of times it derails the show because my eyes get trained in different things, and then I just end up having a bunch of problems. So, having said all that, welcome. If you enjoy what you're hearing, tell your friends, keep subscribing, keep liking it, keep sharing it. And the reason for the break was because I was working on the video portion of this podcast, which I know it's a direction that a lot of podcasters are going in, but I don't really want the video portion to be what you're listening to. This is kind of what I've been thinking in my head. What I want to do with it is I want to make it like Monday through Thursday, you'll get what this is. You know, every day it'll be a 30-minute maximum. Sometimes I might go over, I'm sure, but 30 minutes of whatever it is that, you know, comes up, right? Then on Friday will be the video that'll show up on YouTube. Or maybe Rumble. I'm not entirely sure, but I do have a test video that I did run, just kind of testing things out, put it out on YouTube, got about 6 or 7 views. I didn't think it would track very well because it's basically a pile of shit, but I wanted to get the camera to work, the lights. I want to see the thing in operation, and it looks okay, as basic as a one-shot camera goes, but I'm feeling like maybe that day will be like, you know, watch a movie with me type thing, right? Let's watch Transformers and let me just beat the shit out of it for an hour and whatever the hell it is. Or let's watch a TV episode together. I mean, something like that. Like, I'm not going to sit here and do what everybody else seems to be doing, you know? Which is reaction to whatever the fucking news thing that comes out. Also, I do have a potty mouth that does come out occasionally. If you like it, again, if not, I understand. But those are the parameters of the Manuel Fonts Show. There you go. So Donald Trump did his little speech. Talked to about 100 minutes, I think it was. Like, he went pretty long. And made fun of the Democrats, and his opener really set the stage. It kind of stole the show, and I know Representative Al Green got up there and wagged his cane and got tossed out, and things like that. But you know, let's hear the opener.
And once again, I look at the Democrats in front of me, and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, or announce the answers to the greatest economy in history, or the stoppage of crime to the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. Five times I've been up here. It's very sad, and it just shouldn't be this way.
And he was absolutely right. Doesn't matter what it, and this is a performative thing. The Democrats pull this card when there's a Republican, and the Republicans pull this card when there's a Democrat. So they just will sit and not cheer, or they will get up and cheer. And he's not wrong. And this was very strategic, and he pulled this card out because he wanted to take this away, because to prove the point that no matter what it is, they had a cancer survivor up there. They didn't applaud. They had a teacher that was released from Russia. No applause. His record on the border, he was talking about it. No applause. And of course, Al Green got up there and wagged his cane and threw a big old baby fit. And then of course, there's a lot of hypocrites out there going, hey, how come Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene did that and Biden didn't throw him out, double standard, free speech and all that. That is not even the same thing. He was asked to sit down and respect what was going on five separate times. He chose not to, and he was then removed. And now, of course, he's back to his impeachment thing. And whatever. I mean, he's never going to get the votes. He's never going to get the poll on it. None of this stuff is going to happen. And of course, the one that's been gaining a lot of attention lately, the one congresswoman that has been out in front, just losing, I don't want to say losing her shit. I want to say more or less stealing the show from other prominent faces of the party. And also proving that this party is lost its way. It's Jasmine Crockett.
All kinds of nonsense and bullshit. Let me just be real. And we weren't going to sit for that shit. We wouldn't. You know, we showed up. And if he had some sense, then maybe we would have been about that life. But y'all know he ain't got no sense. So please give some love. This took a little bit of coordinating to do, for sure. We got some cool shirts. We got
Madam William. So there she is, grandstanding for her social media outlets because she walked out and basically said she's not about that bullshit. He's a liar. He's a snake. He's all these things. And she also does this quite often in the chambers. She'll talk as much shit as she possibly can. And it's just the falling of this party. Here's another clip here. That's another thing too. Me citing my sources has been quite an issue because I just keep forgetting to do it. But the first clip of Donald Trump is from NDTV. I'm not sure what that is. Jasmine Crockett. This is her video by way of Laura Loomer. And this clip right here is from Kristen Escow. This is Bernie Sanders. 15 minutes before the speech ends, he decides to walk out. This just tells you that these guys don't give a... It tells you that they are very performative. That they're basically full of shit. Like, there's no... If you were going to walk out, you would do it within the first few minutes. You would throw a fit like Al Green did. But no, he goes until the final 15 minutes, and then he storms out. Like, dude, no one's buying your horse shit. Just stop. But let's give these 17 seconds here. And this is the part where I thought Trump should have jumped on it, was when these guys were walking out. And he should have just, like, pounced on it and said something to the effect of, you know, it must be Bernie's bedtime, you know, good night, Bernie, see you tomorrow, or some bullshit like that. So here we go. Here's Bernie Sanders storming out in front of the cameras, waving to a couple of people.
What did you think of Trump's speech? Mark's speech is going to be better.
And then he just simply claims that the speech was terrible and his speech is going to be better. Okay, Bernie. Okay, buddy. All right. So anyway, the speech, the speech was about as entertaining as a I guess you call it State of the Unions, how they go. Donald Trump really looked like he was enjoying himself. He talked about his border success. He talked about the domestic issues he's going to tackle. Pretty much standard ho-hum things. Gave some love to the kid with brain cancer, DJ Daniel. DJ Daniel. Then he went ahead and gave some love to the family, the Riley family with the legislation that was passed. You know, just your basic run of the mill type of deal. And the Democrats treated it as bad as you can treat because of just how trashy these fucking guys are. So let me shift something here. This is Daniel Goldman. Now, he's on CNN here with Anderson Cooper. And this is right around the time when Trump was pausing the military aid to Ukraine upon review about contributions and such. Basically right after Zelensky blew a fart in the Oval Office. And we'll get to that in a second. I'm not going to dive all in with clips, but I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. So this is Goldman talking about this within the same time frame, and I've got to say it's an interesting 40 seconds.
There were reports of Russian cyber warfare operations, and this has been going on for a long time. We, of course, know about Russia's interference in the 2016 election through cyber warfare. That helped Donald Trump. This time around, though, Russia is very aggressively using cyber warfare, and the notion that we would stop offensive cyber warfare against Russia is a complete acknowledgement and concession to Russia that we are not going to put pressure on them. I don't know what peace deal he's talking about, Anderson. Basically, he wants Ukraine to cave. That's the only thing that I can tell.
And then he puts this caption in, Daniel Goldman. This is right off of his X account. Trump is a coward bowing to Putin because he is too weak and scared to stand up to him. This inexcusable decision to forfeit American power and surrender to the axis of evil will forever stain our history as the leader of the free world. Let's set aside Daniel Goldman's insane wealth that he has procured on the back of the Trump tax cuts and the massive amounts of money that he has made over his life through the capitalistic society that he shits on. And the weak leader that he is now accusing. Forget all that. Set that bullshit aside for a second. I got questions. How is Donald Trump bowing to Vladimir Putin? By what, Daniel? I'm very curious. What are those things that he is bowing to? Now, obviously, fuck it. Let's just get into this. Okay, so President Zelensky of Ukraine, in my opinion, just blew an opportunity for his country to not only take steps to end this war, but take steps to have an alignment with the United States in a framework somewhat outside of NATO. He is not a smart person at all, and this was very much on display. He gets into this, it's basically a 40-minute press conference. You know, smile, wave for the cameras, answer their stupid fucking questions, and then you go to the back, you sign the fucking deal, take the photo, go eat the goddamn meal, and then you talk about the particulars behind closed doors. This is how it has worked forever. Obama did it with whoever he was talking to Joe Biden did it. You just get in front of them. You know, they take some pictures. They ask the questions. You answer them. You just let it go, right? You just, okay, good. We're done with these idiots. Let's go to the back and really hash this shit out. That is essentially what this was supposed to be. Now, of course, Zelensky, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know why. I don't know. I just don't know. But he met with his fucking Democratic butt fucks. Then he goes into this deal. Okay. Now, here's an issue. You're the president of a country. You are going to meet the president of another country. Now, I know he puts his pajamas on and he goes and he meets Biden and other world leaders, and nobody seems to, you know, whatever, right? But you are not dealing with Biden anymore. You're dealing with Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump will size you up based on your appearance, your actions, and how you handle yourself in any meeting. This is one of the things that he does. And this is the reason, and one of the things that bothers me about the media and about all these fucking politicians is they have known this. They've known Donald Trump since he got that loan from his dad in a young age. And since his casinos to the billions of dollars in real estate that he made on a global stage, the millions of dollars that he made in television, like they are fully aware of who Donald Trump is. There is no secret. There are documentaries after documentaries on this guy. Most of them are positive. There's a very, very good percentage. There is I would say 30% of them are negative. One of the documentaries that I've seen that's on Netflix talks about how he stiffs guys on the job, how he mistreats people, the fall of the casinos. There's other documentaries that, you know, give him handshakes and praises. We all know about what happened with the United States Football League when he got involved and he pressured them to compete directly with the NFL during the winter season, would not move the thing to the spring ball, took the NFL to court, and he won the suit, but was awarded $1 to each team in the United States Football League, which eventually folded the league because they could not compete because they spent all their money in litigation. Everybody fucking knows who Donald Trump is. This is the most baffling thing I've ever seen in the last 10 years. It blows my mind. It literally blows my mind. You got guys like Daniel Goldman who made millions of dollars in his trade before he became a politician. And some of it is off of tax cuts from Republicans, tax breaks from Democrats in the political sphere. Some of that was during Donald Trump's first term. Some of that was during the Obama taxes and the Bush tax cuts. This guy has benefited greatly from all of this shit. And he has known who Donald Trump is. Every politician, Anderson Cooper here with his fucking beady eyes, knows everything there is to know about Donald Trump. Having said that, it confuses me how fucking dumbfounded these guys are when Donald Trump does anything. They're like, what is he trying to say? What is really going on? Look, it was pretty simple from minute one. You're going to meet Donald Trump dressed like it matters, like it's a fucking job interview. The fact that he is allowed to wander around in his fucking pajamas and flip-flops and everybody's okay with it is mind-blowing in itself. But but it's widely known that this is how you meet Donald Trump. Put your fucking suit on. Put your tie on. Get in there and act like you give a shit. That's already a red flag for Don. He's already like this fucking cockroach. He says it right there in the fucking driveway. Oh, you got dressed today. Look at you. You fucking quirk. He breaks his balls a little bit and he deserves it. And then only that, we get into the meeting. We got about 35 minutes of ho-hum bullshit. 35 minutes. It's pretty standard shit, dumb questions, sad, nonsensical answers. We're just going through the motions. But throughout those 35 minutes, every so often, Zelensky is talking about real security guarantees outside of this minerals deal. That we're not here for that, dum-dum. We're here to just smile and wave, give the press a little bit of what they are asking, and then we're going to go fucking handle business. Donald Trump is kicking back. Marco Rubio's head's getting fucking steamy because he's like, this fucking cocksucker over here who's already stiffed me once, and now he's over here acting like a fucking piece of shit. This shit is just starting, okay? Now, right when you get to that 40-minute mark, you get that 10 minutes of, oh, shit, okay? The 10 minutes that everybody has seen all over the fucking social medias, all over the video, it's all over TV, those final 10 minutes, where Zelensky can't fucking hold it down. He just can't. He fucking pops. He challenges Vance. Vance jumps on him. And then all of a sudden he's talking about threatening a war is how I kind of took it. But it might be a language barrier, so I'm not going to hold it against him too much. But he's like, oh, but you guys have an ocean, and good bless, you know, for you for ocean. And soon you'll see war. It's like, whoa. Don't tell us, you know, Trump's like, don't you tell me how I'm supposed to feel or handle this shit. Excuse me? You don't have the fucking cards right now to be playing this bullshit game right now. You don't. What the fuck are you doing? Seriously? No, that's fine. You can thank everybody, but you have not once shown an ounce of gratitude today in this meeting. You've been very dismissive. You've attacked. What the fuck? And at this point, Rubio is sinking into his fucking chair. He wants to go like Freddy Krueger through the bed, like Johnny Depp. He wants to disappear because this fucking douchebag, oh my God. Like, what? Anyway, that's the whole thing went south. He got kicked out. And now I guess today, what's March 5th, he's put out a statement. Oh, I'll sign the deal. Here's the idea about the deal, dum-dum. I know, this is going to be a tough one. How do you get United States boots on the ground without NATO? You sign a mineral deal that puts United States citizens on the ground. That gives an incentive to the United States to protect the area. That gives a deterrent to Russia, because Russia don't want to play with the U.S. on that scale. They would if they have to. Like, I ain't going to lie. No country's going to just take it. But we're talking about an actual deterrent. That's what a security guarantee turns into. But he doesn't get that. And Trump's not going to spell it out for him in front of the media and fucking tip off Putin, the guy he's supposedly cowering to, according to Dan Goldman. Like, does anybody understand what's happening? It's like, okay, so Zelensky is over here acting retarded, and it ends up killing the meeting. Putin's over here makes a statement basically to the effect of, all right, we'll see how things go, and we're open to talks with the U.S. Okay, so they're not exactly moving forward. What the fuck happens right after that? You get a drone strike on Russian territory from the Ukrainians. Excuse me? Are you fucking retarded? You have to be the dumbest man alive. And not only that, he goes to the EU, which is Trump's dream, is to have the Europeans fucking, you know, put their big boy pants on and play, you know, defense in their own yard. So he goes to the EU and he signs a $3 billion a year agreement, which includes minerals, but the mineral deal was back in January, but that was part of that deal. It's like, so you're already playing this game with them, and they're already getting, what the fuck are you in the U.S. for? What are you over here for? And then, of course, there's this thing here that has been floating around too, which I got to talk about this. How much money one country is given over another? Okay, the United States by themselves, the accurate number is $187 billion, which includes humanitarian aid, military aid, that type of stuff. It's not $350 billion. I think he pulled a rabbit out of his hat talking about total investment, but I don't think Trump is right on that. And that's fine. But one country, $187 billion. The European Union consists of a lot of countries. There's a lot in that union, and they have put up over 200 and something billion dollars, I believe. Again, new guys to the show, you can fact check me if you want. I don't do extensive research. I just know that the European Union, they've given a little bit more than the U.S., but the European Union also consists of more than one country. The U.S. is one country, and they have paid $187 billion since this war started. This war. I know Zelensky's talking about 2014. I'm talking about this current invasion. So, of course, again, I don't understand. I don't understand Dan Goldman's bullshit. I don't understand how everybody's saying he's cowering to Putin in general, because there's not been one point where he has said, all right, Putin, you can go into Kyiv now. There's not one point where he has gotten, yeah, okay, well, you know what? When you're trying to get two parties to the table that hate each other, you want to kind of smooth it over as best you can. You want to tell whoever it is, hey, man, you know, you're an awesome dude, man. You're this, you know, trying to get them to the table. It's very hard to sit there and get two entities that hate each other to the table if you call them names. So I don't know how that constitutes bowing to Putin. And Zelensky gets, and Zelensky is treated. I just think that Dan Goldman is a fucking idiot. For as much money as he has made in his life and on the backs of things, and as much of a deal that, I mean, I don't want to say it without saying it, but you know what I'm saying. Come on, dude. You can't be this retarded. You just can't. You just can't. Now, Mario Nuffall has posted this video of Adam Schiff. It's about 2 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But Adam Schiff has once again begun criticizing the FBI. I think he's scared as shit, personally. But here we go.
You probably saw that last week the Senate tragically confirmed Kash Patel to be FBI director. But in case you missed it, the president just appointed this guy to be his number two.
Give me that House on Fire song. It's one of his old songs. This guy's on fire, just like the Bailey song. That house on fire. He is on fire, Schiff. 100% success rate of failing.
That's Dan Bongino, right-wing conspiracy theorist, podcaster. He's going to be the number two at the FBI working with Kash Patel. This is a guy who has zero experience at the FBI. He has not worked a day in his life for the FBI. Bear in mind, we have not had a deputy director of the FBI who was not a long-term veteran of the Bureau in over 100 years.
Okay. There's a reason why Donald Trump didn't go with the veteran of the Bureau, because he doesn't want it taint. He doesn't want old tainted eyes staring at things. He wants fresh eyes, fresh faces. He wants a new way of looking at things. That's why Kash Patel is there. Kash Patel, I've read his book, by the way, and it's I can understand why they didn't want to confirm him. he's pretty much laid out his case for why he is not a fan of Adam Schiff and other Democratic congressmen and senators and bureaucrats in the FBI. And I can see why these guys are all scared of him, because he's pretty adamant about his hatred for a lot of these fucking guys, and he wants to clean out the FBI. So for him to get that job, a guy who has been a prosecutor, a public defender, the guy that has worked in the halls of government for apparently 20 some years. I didn't even know. I think he's qualified to run the FBI. Now, the guy he's talking about is a guy that I don't understand how he's not qualified. I don't know why you have to be a fucking dinosaur with, you know, 30 or 40 years of FBI experience. I don't know why you have to be that fucking guy. Why can't you just simply be a guy who has been in law enforcement for, you know, 8 years, was a Secret Service agent for 12 years. He was on presidential details of Bush and Obama. I'm not sure why that doesn't qualify. as someone who can become the deputy director of the FBI? I don't get it. Right-wing conspiracy theorist podcast or whatever. I mean, the only thing I can say to Adam Schiff, I'm still waiting for that Russian evidence that you claim to have tucked away under your fucking bed or something. The thing that you did not present during the impeachment trial, the thing you did not present with your nearly 2.5 years sitting under a fucking pub tent for CNN. I'm still waiting for that. If you have it, Adam, please, by all fucking means, present it. Otherwise, shut the fuck up and quit looking for stupid fucking fake whistleblowers and claiming that they know shit. When, I mean, we've already seen one of them get discredited, and I don't even know who this mystery whistleblower that just recently showed up. Just stop, Adam. Stop. It's bad enough that people keep electing you, but you are really good at being full of shit. You're really good at being a piece of nonsense. And that to me is the crux of it all. Like the Democrats are a ship without a sail. They are a ship without a fucking rudder. No, they don't even got oars. They're just floating out there. They have no direction. They have no real leadership. They just don't. I mean, Hakeem Jeffries is garbage. He is basically a clone of Barack Obama, and nobody likes it because he's bad at it. Adam Schiff is now in the Senate, and he's been a proven liar. He was censured by Congress, thrown off the Intelligence Committee. He is still has not presented all of this mysterious evidence that he claims to have seen or have or whatever. There's no greater snake than Adam Schiff. The Jasmine Crockett's trying to take the throne from AOC with her fucking ridiculous nonsense. All of it is race baiting bullshit, and it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to see the fall of the Democratic Party, because there used to be some honor in that party. There used to be integrity in that party, and a lot of the people that are involved right now have been there for a while, so they have been a part of the integrity. They have been a part of the honor, and they have just fucking flushed it all down the toilet the minute Trump came down the escalator. And I don't get it, because again, they've known this dude for decades. They before the escalator, he was everybody's friend. They were always talking to him, wanting a couple of bucks, and now they fucking can't stand him because he registered as a Republican. Is that how bad the Democrats have fallen to where they're if you used to be a buddy, you're no longer that buddy? Anyway, guys, that's basically where I'm at with it. That is the show, as they say. Thank you guys really from the bottom of my heart for listening to what I have to say, hearing my bullshit. And really enjoying this ride with me, on as much as I've enjoyed it. And that's it, kids. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate each and every one of you. Keep liking it. Keep sharing it. Keep subscribing to it. Tell all your friends. And I will see you tomorrow. Later. I want to break your soul into